Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be cloudy, slight chance for some showers, and a high maybe 74 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 63. It is 65 in Burlington. Milwaukee 67, also 65 in Racine. It's been nearly 2 months since she disappeared from her home in the town of Dover, and there's been no sign of Lynn Rickard, despite a massive search effort that involved more than 20 police organizations and dozens of volunteers. Search has not been suspended, but Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmeling says it has been scaled back and likely will remain that way until at least the fall. Much of the area being searched, marshy, covered with cattails, making any ground search nearly impossible, says it's hoped that the area will become drier later in the year. But the sheriff says the area is still being searched by drones after he reached out to the public sector for some help.
There are private sector individuals that have very sophisticated drones that they use for business districts and things that show an incredible amount of detail. So we've been utilizing them and leaning on them. They haven't been charging us to go out there on their own to assist my investigative team to go over that area very low to the top of those cattails and searching every square foot of that, looking for any signs of disruption, perhaps where she might have been.
He notes his department's used every resource available to try and find the missing woman, Rickard apparently climbing out of a window on her home early the morning of July the 25th, possibly planning to go to the Kenosha area, which she had tried before. The sheriff says foul play is not suspected in her disappearance. The strong odor of marijuana from a vehicle stopped by a Mount Pleasant police officer for speeding on Sunny Slope Drive Thursday afternoon led to the discovery of what a news release says was 183 grams of marijuana, 9 grams of cocaine, almost $1,000 in cash, and a semi-automatic handgun. The operator of the vehicle, 28-year-old Racine resident Cody Peacock, taken to the county jail on charges of felony possession with intent to deliver marijuana, felony possession with intent to deliver cocaine, possession of a firearm as a convicted felon, plus a probation and parole hold. A passenger in the vehicle was released without charges. Meanwhile, a 19-year-old man with ties to homes in Caledonia and Racine arrested on drug charges. A news release indicates Racine County Metro drug agents, along with a canine officer, did a couple of search warrants. One at a home in the 3500 block of Indian Trail in Caledonia, the other in the 800 block of Wilmore Street in Racine. Isaiah Jones arrested at the Caledonia home, a backpack with marijuana, a digital scale, and cash seized, according to the release. At Jones' Racine home, marijuana, a street value of some $2,600 seized, along with an AR-15 rifle, a scale, packaging materials, and more than $4,100 cash. Jones is being held on charges that include possession with intent to deliver marijuana and being the keeper of a drug place. Sump pump discharges on Ruby Avenue in Racine behind the icing and standing water problem documented in photographs submitted to the Public Works Office by Alderman Melissa Lemke, who requested that the curb and gutter for a couple of properties be replaced because of snowplow damage. City Engineer John Rooney telling the Public Works and Services Committee that sump pump discharge happens all over the city, and in this case, the ice that formed and then the standing water from a winter rain was not because of infrastructure problems.
In order to solve that problem, the sump pumps, you got to get the sump pump discharges off the street and get them run into the back of this inlet here. If that's what you really want to do, if you want to try to get ice off the street there. So that was part of what was deferred back in the spring, was for us to come up with the cost, how much that would be to install an under drain through the back of here, a tile system basically, connect these sump pumps, and then tie them in to the back of this inlet here.
The committee voted to receive and file the item. Alderman Lemke could go back to the constituents with options: pay an assessment for a city-installed drainage on their sump pumps, or pay a contractor to fix the end of their driveway, and the city will pay to include the curb and gutter section replacement. Racine Common Council to meet in Committee of the Whole next week on what to do, officially, about the collection of bulky waste items as well as yard waste. With the city going to a semi-automated solid waste cart collection system in now just over a month. Both yard and bulky waste had been talked about at great length in the Public Works and Services Committee, but with differing opinions on what new policy ought to be implemented. Bulky waste items that don't fit in the closed-lid carts would be eligible for up to 4 free yearly pickups by TBW based on a phone call. As for yard waste, well, that's no longer going to be picked up as of September the 18th when the cart collection system kicks in. Drop-offs would be allowed all year at the Pearl Street site and seasonally at the 19th and West Boulevard and Yount and Edgewood locations. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration awards the state of Wisconsin three-year, $840,000 coastal resilience grant to help communities along the Lake Michigan shoreline reduce damage along the shoreline. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Governor Walker, in a statement, said the grant is crucial to the state's coastal communities and is an excellent step toward repairing damage and preserving the coastline. The funding will be used for a new project to support efforts to map shoreline damage to improve hazard planning and provide guidance on options to protect coastal property. The project team will work with counties and municipalities in the area to plan and implement actions to reduce the impacts of coastal hazards. The partners in the project include the University of Wisconsin Sea Grant Institute, the UW-Madison Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering, and the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The Racine County Board this week approved a $12,000 transfer from the Human Services Department budget to fund a part-time assistant in the Veterans Service Office. Supervisor Q.A. Shakur said the move being made because the number of Vietnam veterans will become eligible for services is expected to spike.
This will nearly double by 2020. From 2020 to 2038, the number is projected to quadruple with the aging Gulf War veterans.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave saying the county being proactive given the uncertainty about federal funding for veteran services, the additional position would possibly become full-time in next year's budget. They'll talk about that in the coming weeks and months. The resolution to at least approve the funding for the part-time position, that was approved unanimously. There's no word yet on any specific locations, but Applebee's is planning to close 105 to 135 of its restaurants nationwide. Parent company Dine Equity also says that 20 to 25 IHOP restaurants nationwide will also be closing. Richard Dahl, chairman and interim chief executive officer of Dine Equity, says in a news release, "We believe 2017 is going to be a transitional year for Applebee's, and we are making the necessary investments for overall long-term brand health and expect to see improvement over the next year." Kenosha restaurateur Paul Campagna's LLC already operates The Buzz, Sazzy B, and The Garage. Now he plans to turn a vacant downtown building at 614 56th Street, just west of the Chase Bank, into a boutique hotel with dining and banquet space, a project he thinks could become a showcase development.
We believe it will be, yeah. A huge gem, actually. So I think this is going to be definitely something that the town will be proud of. You know, as we do with all of our projects, we're very, very excited about them. We try to put everything that we have into them.
Plans include a first-floor bar and restaurant plus banquet space, mezzanine with added seating, terrace seating on top of the building. Second floor would include half a dozen hotel suites. His proposal got unanimous support from the Kenosha Plan Commission. Final piece of the financing puzzle fell into place this week in Kenosha. After 5 years of work, the project to convert the former KYF building downtown into apartments is expected to get underway this fall. At the council meeting, the alderman approved an $800,000 loan through the city's home program for the development of the residences at Library Park Apartments. David Nankin, who represents the developer, said with the approval of the loan, the work should begin in September or October and finish up next fall.
We appeared before the Plan Commission, and I think collectively we came up with some changes that make the project even better, including some additional green space, which was at the request of the alderman of the second district. We've spent the last couple of months finalizing our financing, and everything is set to go.
The project will cost between $9 and $10 million to include 42 affordable housing units, 7 market rate units. Vote to approve the home loan was 9-5. And Racine's Pershing Park, June the 14th through the 17th of next year, will be hosting an event called Rock the Lake, for which organizer Ray Steibeck told the Park and Rec Board it's kind of the return of Harborfest, minus the financial troubles and a few other things.
I own Route 20. I do a lot of live music, a lot of entertainment. I brought back Krautfest to Festival Park and 2 years ago, 3 years ago actually. Did that for a couple of years, and it was time to move on from that. And then a lot of my friends are like, you know, we've been pawning, kicking around for years, so trying to bring Harborfest back or a version of it. And finally, I just built up enough guts to fill out the paperwork and put the application in and say, you know what, let's give it a shot. Let's try to bring back something to Racine.
He explained how Pershing Park hosted lots of events in past years, Harborfest among them, but he wants to recapture the family atmosphere that kind of disappeared over time. He envisions a carnival on the south end of Pershing Park, vendors north of that, the music venue plus beer and wine garden within the fenced-in soccer field for control purposes. As for the music, Steibeck said it won't be extreme, but local blues and jazz, mild hip-hop, rock, and what he calls something to appease everybody, also stating he's working on getting the UW marching band and maybe some others. The Park and Rec Board's unanimous support for Rock the Lake next June, coming with several thank yous to Steibeck for his efforts. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section of it, and throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News. You're back.